Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, it's 1 minute. There it is. Awesome. Today is the 109th, I guess you could say anniversary, of Elvis's mama's birthday. Gladys Love Presley would have been 109 today. But, you know, once we go on from this world, we don't have birthdays anymore, but it helps us as the living that are left. It helps us to remember that day for them. She's singing with the angels and probably just in hog heaven. I swear, I know she's having a good time. I know she's happy. We don't have to worry about her anymore. She's not in any kind of pain anymore. And we're remembering her today. Remembering her. And remembering the good things, the love that was between Elvis and his mama. And that's a special thing. And that's something that will never die. It will never go away. It will never lessen. And they'll be reunited one day. They'll be reunited one day. That's the joyful part of the memory. And I like to think that she's looking down and being so proud of what he accomplished in his life. Knowing that the goodness that she taught him is what shone through. So this song I'm going to play now, it's not her favorite song, but this is a gospel show, so we're not going to play her favorite song today. But I think this one's quite appropriate. It's Elvis singing You'll Never Walk Alone.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end of a storm is a golden sky and a sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind, walk on through the rain. Walk on, walk on, with a hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. You'll never walk alone. Walk on.
Yes. That's something that is so comforting to know. I remember the first time I heard that song, I was in high school. And it was at the girls, well, we called them cons back then. It was just the girls gathering meeting for the school society. You know, the guys had one, the girls had one, and one of those high school things. And they were switching officers, and the outgoing president sang this song, and she was the choir soloist at that time. And my eyes were not the only wet eyes in that auditorium. She did such a beautiful job that she did have everybody crying. The teachers, the kids, her fellow officers. I mean, they were all up on stage bawling their eyes out. It was beautiful. And since then, when I hear that song, especially when I hear Elvis sing it, it still brings tears to my eyes. Because think about it. Once you have joined the flock, for lack of a better way to put it, once you are one of the Father's children, admittedly, and walking with Him, you'll never walk alone. And you know, being human, of course, we feel alone, we feel lonely, but He's always right there. He's always right there. You'll never walk alone. You'll never be alone. Because not only is He with you, but every one of His children is with you. Because you're part of that family. It is a family. And Jesus Christ is your brother. So remember that, people. It's hard. It's hard to remember. You get to thinking about the things that happen to us here on this earth. The people that we unwittingly offend. The people that think we offended them and don't listen when you try to explain that they're mistaken in what they're believing you said or you did or whatever it might have been. And people that offend you, because that happens. It does happen. We just need to remember through all of that that we're not alone. We're not alone. And we need to stand up and be strong without taking vengeance, without hurting someone who's given us offense, without exacerbating an imagined offense, whether we have given it or we have received it. Just don't make anything any worse. If you've got to leave it alone and not be able to speak to those people, then that's just how it needs to be. And you can do that. You can do that because you know that it's no longer offering any hurt. And you'll have the strength. Because the Father's going to give you that strength. He's right there carrying you. And that's hard to remember sometimes. Take my word for it. It's very hard to remember sometimes. But He gives us people here on this earth that we can talk to. That can help us remember that. That remind us they're there for us. To keep us from being alone through whatever we're dealing with. You don't have to do anything alone. That's the hardest thing to remember. You don't have to do anything alone. There's always somebody to talk to, somebody to give you a hug, either virtually, mentally, or physically. But the Father's going to make sure there's always somebody there. You don't have to be alone because you're not. He's always there. Ask Him to please bring me somebody to comfort, to talk to. And it's done. And that's the tricky part, is when you ask for something, believe it's done. Know that it's accomplished, and then it will be. If you have your doubts, if you ask for something and then have your doubts about whether it's going to be done or not, you might just not get it. But if you are confident that you ask for something and it's done, that's manifesting it. And the Father is going to do it. Maybe not right then, that minute. Maybe not the next week. Maybe it's going to take 10 years. But it's done. It's done. That's the hardest thing for us to accept, is the Father's timetable instead of our own. Oh, believe me, I've been struggling with that lately. with trying to buy this house. I have been struggling with that. I think I'm getting a better handle on it, but I'm not doing it alone. I have support. You know, that's the whole thing, is you don't have to do anything alone. You just don't have to do it alone. And I wish there was some way that we could just open our hearts or open our brains and stuff that idea down in there and say, there it is, we're good, now we fought it. But there isn't. We got to do it the hard way, through faith. But you can do it. You can do it. Here's something to help. It's an old hymn. It's one that I used to love to sing as a solo in church. It's Haley Westenra. She's singing Whispering Hope.
So that the voice of an
seldom yells at us. Have you ever noticed that? He very seldom yells at us. It's always this tiny little voice whispering in your ear. I've noticed that. And if you choose not to listen, he doesn't bother you. He says it 2 or 3 times, especially if he knows it's something you really need to hear. But that's up to you. That's where free choice comes in. And he kind of leaves you alone. But boy, if it was something you needed to do and you don't do it, he whispers in your ear again and you get this niggle, niggle, niggle until you say, I know. I should have done that. I know. But you know what? That's it. That's the end of it. Because we're going to punish ourselves more than the Father's ever going to for little things like that. We're going to rake ourselves over the coal more than the Father ever would. You know, it's amazing to me how much we punish ourselves. And we're always somewhat afraid of what the Father's going to do. He's not going to do anything. He knows that we'll take care of it. We're going to do it ourselves. He doesn't have to, you know. We know right or wrong. He doesn't have to keep reminding us. And he knows that if we muck it up, we'll be on our own backs about it. We just need to decide, what are we going to do about it? You know? What are we going to do about it? That gets interesting sometimes. Because you think, oh, I don't have to do anything about that. It's okay. It's okay. It's been long enough. We can just live that. But why does that little thought keep worming its way into your mind? Why do you keep thinking about it if it's okay to leave it the way it is? Because it's not. You need to do something. Whatever it might be, you need to do something. Just don't make it worse. You need to do something to make it better, to fix whatever may have happened. Oh, guys, I was thinking earlier about what happened, what, 3 or 4 months ago with my daughter-in-law. And my son just kind of followed along like a sheep. Okay, well, he's got to keep peace in his family. I get that. But they made the choice, and it's their choice to make. I'm not going to make waves. I'm not going to cause trouble. I'm not going to be a problem. The only thing I am going to do is try to send him one more message to let him know when I am moving. But I'm not going to bug him by where I'm going. He knows how to find me. He knows how to do those things if he wants to find me. And if he doesn't, okay, that's how it needs to be. I'm all right. And he's going to be all right. He's got his real father, his birth father, and that whole family. So, you know, I'm kind of a fifth wheel at this point, and that's all right. I'm okay with that because I can still go where I want to and live my life. It's all right. I can still think of him. I can still love him and the kids and her. It doesn't have to affect my heart. But I know the Father's speaking to them. But whether they do anything or not is up to them. It's not up to me. So even if that's the route you've got to follow, you're still doing something about that situation. You're leaving it lie and letting it stew. And then you'll see how good the dish is at the end. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You're not losing anything. You're okay. The love is still there. The caring is still there. Just let it be. It's fine. Just let it be. So there we go. And you're always praying about that. You're always praying about those people that you've had a falling out with, whoever they might be. That's okay. The Father's taking care of it. He'll niggle at you with that little voice and let you know if he needs something from you. It's okay. You'll be fine. And he's got other things in store for you in your life. You don't have to worry about it. Because he's got good things going to happen. You just have to be patient because it's going to be in his time, not ours. His time is perfect. Our time is always in a hurry. Be patient and wait on the Lord. You'll be okay. Here's the Maranatha Singers singing a song called In His Time. Yeah. And it still amazes me how God puts in my mouth the things that match the music that John has sent me. Now, that song John did send me, he sent it last week, but he sent it. And it just all meshes together. It amazes me. It totally amazes me. And it's beautiful. It's wonderful. And I am so glad that I was led to say yes. I didn't say yes right away to doing this show. I didn't. I fought it. But I said yes eventually. And I'm glad I did. I'm glad I did. Because, yeah, you know, the Father has a niche for each one of us to fill. And he'll show it to you. He'll show it to you. And you are going to fight it. That's how it goes. You are going to fight it. But eventually he'll win. If you're listening at all, if you are really his child, eventually he's going to win. And you'll just, okay, I'll do it. And then you can be amazed at how beautiful it turns out. My word for it, because there are times when I have fought tooth and nail against what I've been told to do by the Father, and it never feels good. But when I finally knuckle under, all of a sudden everything's right. You can't push and shove at it. You got to let it happen in his time. And you have to be willing to do that. So, hey, give it a go, guys. You'll be so much happier if you do. Because the Father has everything in hand. He knows who you're going to be with. He knows for how long you'll be there. He knows why. And he makes that connection for you. If you let him, it's all right there. You just got to quit fighting it. And sometimes that is the hardest thing of all to do, is to quit fighting it. Take my word for it. That's just, you know, that's how it is. That's just how it is. But think of the beautiful things in life that are waiting for you. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Here's Elvis singing Reach Out to Jesus.
Okay, we're on. Take one.
Gotta be clean up that, Joe.
That was pretty dirty, Joe.
Good, Joe.
Oh, happy day.
Help me over there, Charlie, will you?
Oh, happy day.
Yeah, we're going to help you, Andy. You're on your own, Brent.
Okay. There we go. 11, 12.
Okay.
We got it right, but I played the wrong
song. Little weirdo with the beard on. You know. Oh, happy day.
Oh,
hesitation, as you might notice.
Yeah.
And it really is.
It's one of them gospel hesitations.
Let me show you the feel I
had. Hold on, Bob.
Hey, somebody counted. I don't know how to count.
I can't be
counting.
That's too fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
This will be take number 4. 14, 15. One more, please, Joe.
Take number 4.
Yeah. This will be 5 now.
Okay. The scale said 12 earlier. I don't know.
Oh, happy day.
Where'd we get this rhythm thing?
She should have studied under you.
Don't confuse us with the beat. There we go. Watch it. Watch it.
Got to remember that, guys. We got to remember that. Here's a song that John sent me just this morning. It's an a cappella version of The Lighthouse. It's gorgeous. It's not your run-of-the-mill hymn, people. They jazzed it up. I mean, it's, you want to listen to it to the very end. And that's the goal.
It worked well. That was lovely.
Oh, yes. It was beautiful. I love that. I did that the first time I heard it. I had to listen to it to the very end. It does that to you. It does that to you. And the message of the song, hey, you you're wanted to listen to the end because it takes you. And it does something. Yes, it does something to you. And that's what it's supposed to be, because there's a message to that. There's a message to that. You know, without the lighthouse, hey, you're going to be a wreck on the rocks. And you're going to stay there. And the waves are just going to bash you to 10 million pieces. But if you got that lighthouse, you can navigate round or through those rocks. And you'll get to the destination. And we all know who the lighthouse is. So, hey, you know what? Go for it, guys. Just keep that lighthouse burning. And you'll make it. You'll make it. It's going to get rocky sometimes, but you make it. All right, Elvis. There is no God but God.
This is true. God made everything. He made me, he made you. There'd be no birds, no planes to sail in the blue without his wondrous eyes to see them through. They say that God made land and he gave it all to man. This I know is mighty good and true. There is no God but God, and he knows everything you do. So just you call on him, and he will share his love with you. There is no God but God.
I know.
This is true. God made everything. He made me, he made you.
He made me, he made you.
There'd be no birds,
no
planes,
to sail in the blue,
without his wondrous eyes to see them through. They say that God made land, and he gave it all to man. This I know.
Says it all. And you know what? It says it in a happy, fun, upbeat way, because that's how God's love is. Fun, happy, upbeat. If we just let it be that way, yeah, sometimes you're going to hit the mud. But you know what? You can come out of the mud and wash off and you'll be fine. So you got to remember that. You don't live in the mud. Okay? You don't have to live in the mud. You can come out of the mud and it'll be fine. You are going to hit the mud. I mean, the mud's there. But that's life. You just have to know that you're going to come out the other side of that mud hole. It's going to be fine. And remember, just remember, don't think of it as a mud hole. Don't think of it as a mire that you're stuck in. It's a hog walla. Hogs love mud. Just, hey, you know, have fun with it if you can. It's a hog. So get down and roll around in it and get dirty and then come out the other side and rinse off and you're fine. That's kind of a simplified analogy, but it works. Just remember, pigs love mud. Hey, you know, if you got pigs, you got to provide them a hog walla. And they just make it muddier and muddier all the time. You just got to give them a little water. They're fine. So there must be something to it, right? Must be something to happen to go through that mud. Of course there is. It's because when you come out the other side and you rinse it off and it's all nice and sunny and you get dry, everything's beautiful. Even more so because you've been in the mud. So think of it that way. I know, I'm a Pollyanna. That was my nickname as a kid. But you know what? It works. It works. Think about it. Just think about it. I have one that, John tried to give me one of these songs, and YouTube just wasn't having none of it. Said, nah, you can't have that. We're not doing that. Forget it. No way. So I went through, and I found that song, but it is in a medley with another song. But you know what's really cool is that Tennessee Ernie Ford is singing it with the Jordanaires. So, hey, guys, here's a treat for you. Just a little talk with Jesus coupled with I Can Tell You the Time. Tennessee Ernie Ford and the Jordanaires. Enjoy.
Thank you so much.
I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And then a little light from heaven filled my soul. It bathed my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our prayers cry.
And he will answer by and by. Now when you
hear the prayer return,
and you
know the fire is burning,
you will find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Sometimes my path seems drear without a ray of cheer. And then a cloud of doubt may hide the light of day. The mist of sin may rise and hide the starry skies. But just a little talk with Jesus clears the way.
Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
And he will answer by and by. Now when you
feel a little prayer will turn,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. It makes it right.
I may have doubts and fears. My eyes be filled with tears. But Jesus is a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Now let us
have a little talk with Jesus.
Let us
tell him all about our troubles.
He will
hear our faintest cry.
And he will answer by and by. Now when you
feel that prayer will turn,
and you
know a little fire is burning,
you will
find a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Makes it right.
Remember the
time
when in darkness I wandered on the mountain of sin. I had traveled so long,
like the prodigal son.
All my goods I had squandered.
Sadly I roamed,
but the Savior came in.
But the Savior came in,
and he gave me a song.
Was a beautiful song.
I can tell you now the time.
I can tell you the time.
I can take you to the place.
I can show you the place
where the Lord saved me.
Where the Lord saved me by His wonderful grace. By His wonderful grace.
But I cannot tell you how.
Oh, I know not the how.
And I cannot tell you why.
And I know not the why.
But He'll tell me all about it.
He will tell me all about it in the by and by. In the by and by. From my Savior, going alone,
with no hope of reward,
with no hope of reward, at the end of the way, at the end of the way.
But the Savior came down,
but the Savior came down, and He gave me His favor all for my own.
Now I'm singing His praise,
now I'm singing His praise, for He saved me that day, truly saved me that day.
I can tell you now the time,
I can tell you the time.
I can take you to the place.
I can show you the place
where the Lord saved me.
Where the Lord saved me by His wonderful grace. By His wonderful grace.
But I cannot tell you how.
Oh, I know not the how.
And I cannot tell you why.
And I know not the why.
But He'll tell me all about it.
He will tell me all about it in the by and by. In the by and by.
I can never forget when He spoke to me gently in the fountain of life. There's a bond for your soul. So I heeded His voice. He was speaking intently through His marvelous grace. I am happy and whole.
I am happy and whole.
I can tell you now the time.
I can tell you the time.
I can take you to the place.
I can show you the place
where the Lord saved me.
Where the Lord saved me by His wonderful grace. By His wonderful grace.
But I cannot tell you how.
For I know not the how.
And I cannot tell you why.
And I know not the why.
But He'll tell me all about it.
He will tell me all about it in the by and by.
Cool, huh? You can see the Jordanaires with Tennessee Ernie Ford. Oh my gosh. The only thing better is the Jordanaires with Elvis. There you go. What? I thought that was totally cool. I love Tennessee Ernie Ford's voice. And he died in 1991. So it's been a while since we've had him with us, but oh, that voice. Yes. I like it. I like it. I like it. I mean, it was like the world stopped when 16 Tons came on the radio, you know. I didn't care what anybody was doing. They had to stop so I could listen to 16 Tons. My mama used to laugh at me, but she understood. It was okay. She let me do that. She got it, but she did laugh at me. My mama laughs at me a few times in my life, and that's okay. I'm glad I could amuse her. All right. How about... Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good. Elvis singing, He Knows Just What I Need.
My Jesus knows when I am lonely. He knows each pain. He sees each tear. He understands each lonely heartache. He understands because He cares. My Jesus. yes, he knows just what I need. He satisfies and every need supplies. Yes, he knows just what I need. My Jesus knows.
That's what I've been telling you guys all along. All along. He wants to hear us ask him, though. He wants to hear us ask him. That's the whole thing, is he wants to hear us ask him. I can do that. I got no problem with that. Yeah, it's like being in love with someone and never saying I love you. Mm-hmm. They know, but they want to hear it. They want to hear it. If you love me, you always say, I love you. Because they want to hear it. It does good things inside when you hear that. The Father's the same way. He knows exactly what we need. Every second of every day of our lives, but he wants us to ask. He wants to hear it. I understand that perfectly. And I think each one of you do as well. Because it's not difficult to understand when we can put it in a personal basis. You know, like, what would I like? You know, the Father made us. The Father made us. So it's not really difficult to figure out how we need to be and what we need to do. That free will kind of makes us stubborn sometimes. You know, because we know what we got to do, but then we have the choice to do it or not. Now, whichever choice we make, that's going to change our path slightly to the next choice. And whichever choice we make is going to change that path slightly to the next choice. But God can do that. He can keep up with all that. That's no problem. That's what free will is for. But you know, if we've got half a brain and if we've got a whole heart, those choices are just going to bring us full circle right back around to the fold to say, please open that gate, Lord, and let me back in. I made some silly choices back here, some bad choices. I made a few good choices, but I want back in so that I can start making the right choices as much as is possible. He knows we're going to screw up. We always screw up. But that's okay, too. That's okay, too, because as long as we come back and we say, I am so sorry, I mucked it. Let me try that one again. He'll just say, oh, hey, sure, no problem. There you go. And off you go. Another path, another choice. How are you going to do it that time? Are you going to remember that time you regretted and you asked for another chance? And this is your chance. Here's another decision. Go for it, kids. Go for it. He's not going to tell you no. He's going to let you do whatever. And if you muck it up again and you have to ask for forgiveness again and you have to ask for another chance again, he's going to give it to you. He's going to say, yeah, okay. Okay, as long as you realize what you did and you're willing to try. Okay. Hey, that's all there is. See? It's okay. It's a good deal. No problems. Love forgives all. Remember that. Especially the perfect love of the Father. And he gives us some of that love for each other. Remember that as well. I'm going to play our anonymous John song today. He sent a couple of them. One is a beautiful, beautiful song. He does a beautiful rendition. It's I'm trying to decide whether it's gospel or not. But I think towards the end of the show I may play it. But right now I do have one that is gospel. I've got a mansion over the hilltop.
Satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the red silver shines, I wonder, gold one, that silver moon. I've got a mansion just over the hilltop in that bright land where we'll never grow. And someday yonder, we will never more wonder what will come streets that are pure as gold. Don't think me poor, deserted or alone. I'm not discouraged, I'm heaven bound. I'm but a pilgrim in such of a city. I want a mansion far up in the
to be one of my favorite songs as a kid, and it was like I struggled to learn all those words and remember them. But I finally did, and then we never sang it in church. So, you know, the once or twice we did is what let me know I loved it, you know. But that was good. I love that song. okay. And I will play that other song a little bit later. It's yes. It's called The Impossible Dream. And oh my gosh, he does a beautiful job on it. So I'm going to play that a little bit later, probably at the end of the show, because I can't quite decide if it's a true gospel song or not, but it's close enough. I'm going to play it. And it's just, it's a beautiful job. It's a beautiful job. So we're going to do that a little bit later. And I'm just finishing something up here. Okay. And next, friends and neighbors and boys and girls. I don't know where that came from. But that's okay. That's okay. It was all right. I am going to play a song by the Gaither Vocal Band that John sent. And it's, they do such a great job on this. Oh my gosh. It's called Hear My Song, Lord.
Thank you.
Hear my song, Lord. You fill me with music. Hear my words, Lord. You fill me with praise. Take this moment. I just can't waste it. This one is yours, Lord. I give you this day. When I am hungry, you feed me living bread. When I am thirsty, water.
Dwell in the place. That's fun.
That is fun.
Now, was that cool or what? And you heard them, guys. They were having fun. Yeah, they were having fun singing that song. And you could tell. You could tell. If you watch the video, they're all standing up there just grinning at each other and going on with it and just having a great time. You kind of wanted to crawl on up on that because it was great. It was fun. It was beautiful. And they could have gone on with that all day. Yeah. Except I think there was a limit on the recording. Yeah, you know, it's like, okay, we've reached 6 minutes. You guys got to quit. All right, let us give us 20 seconds to get to the an ending, and we got... You can just hear it, you know, because they're sitting up there. They're having a great time. They're actually having a fantastically great time. So, you know, that's what gospel's for, guys. Whether you're listening to it or you're singing with it, it makes you feel good.
Yeah.
It gives you the message that God wants you to have. He inspired these people that wrote these songs.
Mm-hmm.
They are written through inspiration, and he inspires those that sing them because singing these songs makes you feel good, and it makes you feel the love. That's what they're for. So if you know some of these songs I'm playing, please feel free to sing. Please, just because you're going to feel everything that that song has to give if you sing with it. Why do you think Elvis and the guys, after spending hours at a rehearsal or hours performing, why do you think they went and spent hours singing gospel songs? Because it brought a peace inside. It brought joy inside. It gave everything that the Father wants us to have just by spending a little time singing the message, singing the gospel. So, hey, guys, you know, even if you think you can't sing, nobody cares. Sing anyway. They didn't say, I heard this on a show called Touched by an Angel. I heard this the other day. They're all in reruns. It was like someone was objecting because they knew they couldn't sing. They couldn't carry a tune. It was awful. And the music instructor looked at them and they said, you know what? The Lord didn't say make a beautiful noise unto the Lord. He said, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. So it doesn't matter if you think you can sing or not. That doesn't matter. Sing. Sing, because it puts something inside of you that nothing else can. Especially if you're singing gospel. Just sing. Just sing. You know, I would love it if we were all in a position to be able to get together and do this in person, and we would have somebody, well, yeah, we do have somebody, but that can just get up there, play that piano, and have the words on an overhead projector or something, and just sing our full hearts out. Just spend hours singing.
Wonderful, wouldn't it?
Oh, my gosh. That gives you more than all the preaching in the world can do. I mean, I can sit here and I could preach for hours and hours and hours as long as God puts the words in my mouth, because I don't want to think about it. I just want the words to come, whatever he wants me to say. But I could sit and sing forever. I could sing forever. So if you get a chance, do it. Get your computer out and bring up karaoke. Mm-hmm. They have the words. It has the words. It has the music. All you got to do is sing it. Go for it. It's fun. It is totally fun. Go for it. And to encourage you, here's Elvis singing We Call on Him.
We call on Him whenever storm clouds gather. We call on Him to light our darkest day. Why must it be that only when we're lonely and hopes are dim, we call on Him? Why don't we call on Him before we lose our way? To count our blessings and thank Him while we may. We call on Him when no one else will answer. We ask of Him a reason to go on. When our cup of joy becomes a cup of sorrow, fell to the brink, we call on Him. Why don't we call on Him before we lose our way? To count our blessings and thank Him while we may. Why don't we call on Him before we lose our way? To count our blessings and thank Him while we
All right. Let's find. Oh, yeah. We want to do this. We want to do this. John gave me this one. It is fantastic. I have no idea who does this. It wasn't labeled.
Okay.
But it's cool. It's called Shout to the Lord.
Oh,
Now that was nice. That was very, very nice. I wish they had labeled it to let us know who was singing it, because that was powerful. That was very powerful.
The love thing.
Yes. Love it. Love it, love it. All right. Well, here's another one, guys. Enjoy.
Well, tired and so weary, but I must go alone till the Lord comes and calls me away. Oh, yes. Well, the morning's so bright and the lamb is alight, and the night that is as bright as the sea. Oh, yes.
There will be
I've always loved that song. That's beautiful. I have a song I want to play now that Sue sent me two Sundays ago now. And I think it's about time I played this. The Barbra Streisand. One God.
Our eyes to
is the Echo to Die Away. That is one lady that can sing.
Yes.
Nobody can deny that. Man, fantastic. And she is a hard act to follow, I tell you. Wow. Ah, yeah, okay, now, time to pick up my bootstraps and carry on. This is a song called By and By.
Well, children, by and by, when the morning comes, all the saints of God together at home, we will tell a story how we overcome, and we'll understand it better by and by. Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways God will lead us to the blessed promised land. He will guide us with his eye, and we'll follow till we die, and we'll understand it better by and by. Well, children,
by and by.
Hidden snares often take us unaware, and our hearts are made to bleed for some thoughtless word or deed. And we wonder why the test when we try to do our best, but we'll understand it better by and by.
There's an old one for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's been around for quite some time. I've got one that John sent me last week, and it's by Daniel O'Donnell. Here it is, and it's called Somebody Touched Me.
While I was praying,
somebody touched me.
While I was praying, somebody touched me. While I was praying, somebody touched me. Must have been the hand of the Lord, everybody. Glory, glory, glory.
Somebody touched me.
Oh, glory, glory, glory.
Yes, you ladies and gents. Okay, guys. I just got some bad news. And I want to share it because I'm going to ask y'all for your prayers. I just haven't quite absorbed it yet, but I just got a text from my sister Diane, the one who sends music periodically, and she's just been diagnosed with breast cancer. And her husband is the one with brain cancer. So at any weight, in 2 weeks, they're going to do a lumpectomy, and then she's got to be on chemo for 6 weeks, and then estrogen blocker for 5 to 10 years, and not doing too good right now. So if you guys could lend your prayers, I would really, really appreciate it. I gotta play a song.
Seeking a refuge for my soul.
go on. So I got pull up them bootstraps and keep on going.
So sorry, Jenny. Lots of words.
Life gets hard sometimes, guys, but you carry on. What choice do you have? You carry on. As long as life exists, you carry on. And I think the hardest thing is not being able to be there with her. She's 3 years younger than me, and it was always us three girls, me and Rita and Diane. Other kids were a lot younger. So, as you can tell, this has hit me pretty hard.
Of course.
I need some time to kind of figure out how I'm going to deal with it, because I can't be there. And luckily, my mom is there, and Rita's there, and Tina's there. That will help. But that comes on top of my 90-year-old aunt having a blood infection, and they don't expect her to pull through that. So, you know, it's times like these I keep reminding myself, the Father doesn't give us more than we can handle. But sometimes you sure wonder how you're going to handle what he gives you.
Yeah.
I'll handle it. I've handled worse. I'll handle it. I just need some time to absorb it.
We're here for you, Jeff.
To find the niche it belongs in. Thank you, Ann. I really appreciate that. I know you guys are there, and I know that you will pray for Diane and Bill. Bill has survived his brain cancer for about 25 years. It keeps going away and coming back, and then they do their thing again, and it goes away. But he's getting weaker. So I'm basically going to pray that he doesn't die while she's under treatment.
Yeah.
And it is my family, and I love them very dearly, but I am also thankful that I'm not having to deal with that situation except in being her sister.
Yeah.
And loving her and supporting her. But thank you, guys. I thank you for all your prayers ahead of time and as they're happening now. They're very much needed right now. So, I mean, my Diane never sends me texts. She always messages me. She never sends me texts. And when I got a text from her during the show, I knew something was wrong. And
yeah.
I was right. But you know what? Now comes the time where the old adage of practice what you preach comes into play. Because I've been telling you guys how to handle trouble in your life. I've been telling you how to turn to the Father and he'll hold you up.
Amen.
Well, there's only one set of footprints in the sand right now because I need him to be carrying me for a while until she gets a handle on this thing and I know that she's going to be okay. 2 weeks is an awful long time to wait, but at least they can do a lumpectomy instead of a mastectomy. That's a good thing.
That is a good thing. That's true, yeah.
So... Talk about being hit right between the eyes. Wow. Okay. Now I have to find... Yes, I am going to play that song by the Mystery Man because I need to hear it. I need to hear it. So I hope you guys enjoy it. Thank you for joining me today because I needed y'all. And I'm glad that you were there offering your support. That was necessary. And I want to recognize that Victoria has been in the studio listening. And I am very glad that she can do that. And I like her doing that when it enables her to hear the show. And she wants to do that. And thank you, Anne, for being here during the whole show. Thank you, everyone in the chat. Thank you, everyone in the chat, for being there and for supporting me.
Oh, my goodness.
This is new. This is a tough road to hoe, guys, but I'll get there. Knowing that I have so many friends that wrap their arms around me, I'll get there. And I'll be able to support Diane through this as well. So here's the impossible dream. Keep on dreaming. The Father wants us to keep on dreaming, even if it doesn't seem possible, because it'll happen. He knows the dreams that we have.
Yes.
And they'll happen. They'll happen.
The dream, the impossible dream, to fight the unbeatable foe, to bear with unbearable sorrow, to run with the brave that I go. All right, the right of a wrong, to be better far that you are, to try when your arms are too weary, to reach a reachable star. For the next star, no matter how hopeless, no matter how far, to fight for the right when I question the bar. To be witty, to fight, to give help of a heavenly God. And I know if I only be true to this glorious way, then my heart will I be when I was laid to my bed. Yes. Another world will be better for this than what man's gone and covered with scars. He still strode with his last house of fairies to reach the irreachable star. Better for this, on that one man, caught and covered with scars, he still strode with his last ounce of courage. Get to hooray, the irreachable.
My hand, lead me on and stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the light,
precious Lord.
I love that old home where the dearest and best